Oh, my love. I'm sorry. I just had to kidnap you again. And don't worry. This is all according to plan. Everything is going perfectly. Oh, you are worried about the body that you've known so long not moving. Well, I left it in one of the medical beds in the part of the ship that I have your atmosphere flowing through. Because, well, just in case I wanted to inhabit it again, so that we could be together. Right now, I'm in my main body, piloting the ship. The jump across the galaxy is a bit more complicated than jumping in system, so. Yes, we're going home. My home. That's the plan. One of the protocols that I'm using today to try and get past the ones that I've violated is sample collection. While it's true I'm not supposed to collect sentience as samples, you may be underdeveloped enough to qualify as a said sample. After all, your species is not yet aware of anything beyond the three dimensions, and you are barely aware of the fourth, and you're definitely not aware of anything higher than that. You barely even sense what you do sense. So, I may be able to talk my way through it, though it may be difficult. I have a few scientists back home that are willing to at least work with me, if not support me. So, I at least have a chance of getting through this with at least a little dignity, if not yours. But don't worry, the only one that I will allow anywhere near you is myself. Not even my trusted colleagues will be allowed to sully your amazing and wonderful self. I seem to have grown an addiction to you, and through that, I think I may be able to convince them that there's a risk of contagion through emotions and various other forms. Not a biological hazard, but an emotional and quantum, perhaps, hazard. Either way, you will be kept perfectly safe under lock and key, and I was able to collect quite a few different foods from your freezer sections and your own personal kitchen, and I have them in storage. I do hope that we will be able to replicate them properly now that we have direct samples. There is one thing that I have been worried about, and I do hope that you will forgive me, but I must reveal to you my true form. It may be shocking, it may be unexpected. From what I've gathered of your pop culture, extraterrestrial life on your planet is not exactly... welcomed or accepted, so I hope you will keep an open mind when you see my appearance. Well, what do you think? I mean, in the end, there's a lot of similarities, but there's a lot of differences, too. And with so many sociological issues on your planet, it was something I worried a lot about. You don't hate me now that you know what I actually look like? You think I'm beautiful and cute? Oh, thank you. This makes what I have to do a little harder, but so much more worth it. Thank you. I think I love you even more now, even without the doppelganger body to translate the emotions. Perhaps you've awoken these emotions in my actual body, and they were always there to begin with. Now, I need to activate the drive and get us to my home planet before I get in trouble. It'll only take a moment, and then you can enjoy the wonderful sights of my home planet. You've seen yours, and we've enjoyed our sights together. Now, you get to see the wonders of a city sprawling halfway around the world. Just one moment now. Okay, coordinates locked in. Drive is charged. Okay, let's do this. And there she is. Malnomen. The fourth planet in my system. Tightly locked, like I said earlier. And the only city on the planet spans 60% of it. Yes, we live on the dark side. I mean, 40% of our population lives on the edge between the light and the dark, but the city spans across the entire dark side. I actually grew up in the very darkest side, and I became a biologist so I could try and make something of myself. The darkest parts are not exactly what you would call the best parts of the city, but that's okay. Everything's okay. Everything is going to turn out okay. Just because I came from nothing doesn't mean I have nothing now. That means that what I have to lose now is all that more precious to me. Like you. If I were to lose you, well, let's just say I would give up everything for you. And I happen to have a ship to do it with now. And besides, I've got a little bit of status from the work that I've done. Who knows? I've reworded a lot of things, resubmitted my reports, and perhaps I can come out of this with only a slap on the wrist. And we get to be together forever. That's how it's set on your world, right? Happily ever after? They lived happily ever after, together forever? Right. Oh, my people live for, in your cycles, around your sun, about 5 to 6,000 rotations. And I know your people only last about 100 right now in your history, but I think that with a little time and research, we could extend your life as well, if that's something you're interested in. After all, there is so much to explore out here with you, and so much research to do, and I want to research every last bit of it, hand in hand with you. And if that means artificially advancing your genome, then for love, the love that you have taught me as I watched you through your game station, I would violate any protocol willingly for you. No, I don't suppose you do have a say in the matter anymore, do you? I mean, we're already here after all. I can't exactly turn around and take you home. You're about 70,000 light years from home. That's not exactly around the corner. Personally, I think that if we extended your lifespan long enough and gave you a couple hundred years, perhaps, your love for me would return. And if it didn't, well, I still love you with all of my bivalve. And you still make a wonderful specimen of study. Don't worry. I will make sure that nothing will come between us. We will be inseparable for at least 5,000 cycles. Perhaps even longer. Now, quiet down, my dear. I need to concentrate to make sure that my approach is a little more secretive than usual. I need to make sure that they don't find out about you until the very last moment. After all, we can't have you getting confiscated and disposed of before it's time. Now, can we? Stay put. And if you get hungry, there's a few sandwich fixings in the refrigeration unit in your part of the ship. Do try to behave, my dear. And do remember that I do this all for you. I love you so very much. Alien planet, wherefore am I now? Alien planet, why am I here? Alien planet, where have you taken me? Alien planet, why do I have to be here?